This is Free Talk Live. It's the top of hour number 3. And we're taking your calls all night long. 1-800-259-9231. And I'd like to talk to you about Amazon. That's right, Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the internet's largest online retailer. And you can go and help us out. You can shop via Amazon through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter in whatever item you're searching for, and that gives us a cut of the profits. It doesn't add anything to your price. It just helps out Free Talk Live. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com if you want to help us out. And it is the Saturday Night Edition, and this is Johnson here with you. And Torgo. And we've been talking about Guantanamo Bay, we've been talking about the Iraq War, and we went from Guantanamo Bay and we've moved on to talking about Al-Zarqawi.
Yes.
And we received an email basically saying that...
from Ricardo!
That basically Al-Zarqawi's death proves that Bush was right all along. And
that Bush knew what he was talking about, and you didn't!
You don't, you wacky liberals! And
cowardly.
Cowardly.
That's the word he used, cowardly. But Johnson wrote a story.
I did. I wrote him a little fable in reply. And this is the fable that I wrote to him. Just because, I don't know. I don't know how. I didn't even know how to reply to that. But I'm gonna read my little fable. So you are a shop owner, tending your vending booth at the local town market. You vaguely hear a commotion, and suddenly another shop owner, a really, really big guy named America, starts pummeling you. How dare you attack my shop?
Really, does he speak in generic Renfair accent? How dare you attack my shop?
I'm sorry. It's America, so I should have said, how dare you attack my shop?
America!
America! You hear that another shop owner near yours was actually the one responsible for the attack. You see through your vision, blurred by blood and sweat, that this other shop owner, Afghanistan, you know him, he's your neighbor, has decided, maybe out of guilt, to come to your aid. But America just grabs Afghanistan by the neck and starts pummeling him, too. Meanwhile, shooting dirty looks and occasionally asking, you want some, too? To Iran, who also sells oil like you in Afghanistan. You think maybe America is so big that maybe he doesn't really care so much about getting attacked, because he seems to have easily shrugged it off, but that maybe he is using getting hit as an excuse to come and take oil from yourself, Afghanistan, and Iran, because you were all neighboring shops, and you sort of look the same to America, who is generally pretty pale, and doesn't seem to get out in the sun enough.
America's a vampire!
I like that. I'm sorry, that reminds me, if anybody's ever seen this, that little picture of George Bush draining the neck of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Interesting analogy. So, some of America's friends tell America to stop hurting you, and that it was Afghanistan who actually attacked America and his shop. You just want to get up and punch America in the face for his actions, but his knee in your back and the arm you are pretty sure is broken make you realize that you will probably be unable to. Not that America would really even notice if you did punch him in the face since he's so big. No, America sees that Afghanistan has come to defend you as you lay there on the ground, bleeding and broken, while America just keeps kicking you and saying, don't get up, towelhead! America, after seeing that Afghanistan is coming to your aid, proclaims, see, I knew it! They were in it together! And then he draws a sword and promptly decapitates Afghanistan, to your horror as the blood rains down upon you. He then uses his sword to start making tiny little cuts in your body as you recoil in terror as America begins torturing you slowly. America, now soaked in blood, looks up and casts a psychotic grin in Iran's direction.
Now, see, that is not a good bedtime story, sir. I am not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Sorry, I was just, you know, I was writing it like a fable. You know how they always have those, like,
there were no talking
animals. Foo-foo, walking through the forest.
There were no talking animals. There was not a frog getting swallowed by a crane. That was not a good fable. That was just mean.
Come on, you know, scorpion on the frog's back as it tries to cross the river. It just stings it and kills it or whatever. You know? So, that's my little thing. And it just, you know, I'm just trying to make the analogy that, look, just because Afghanistan might be helping Iraq now, their neighbors, I mean, and the, It's a whole horrible messed up situation there, and we're over there killing people's families. Things are going to happen. And just because al-Zarqawi might have been found in Iraq now, years later, doesn't necessarily mean anything about Iraq being responsible in the first place.
He's in Iraq today, so 5 years ago, he was working with them. That shows that 5 years ago, Iraq had part of something to do with all of this.
No.
So, I'd like to just go. We do have a caller on the line. I'd like to talk to, I'm not sure if this is being pronounced correctly, Fard.
Yes.
In Washington.
Hello, what's going on?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for granting me this opportunity just to share some light on the subject.
Of course.
All right.
You, I'm like the young lady that called earlier. She said it's very comforting to hear someone to share some light and the things that she know and believe in.
Okay.
I see everybody. I see that most people are in darkness of who Mr. George Bush truly is. You know, from 1930 up until 1980, there was 10 presidents to reign in the house that they called in the scriptures, the Bible, the great whore. Now get this very closely.
Of course.
The 10th one they gave a special gift to, and that was Mr. Ronald Wilson Reagan. They gave him a pale horse by the way of Mexico.
Right.
For his inauguration, remember?
Okay.
But he that sat on that horse, his name was Death. And hail, get this, hail followed with him. Well, if Mr. Reagan was called Death, and hail was Mr. Big Bush, and they had 12 years to reign, who do they think Little Bush is, which is number 13? Well, you know, behind all signs, there's a reality. And in the $1 bill, we see the beginning, our founding father, Mr. George Washington. But on the back of that $1 bill, we see a lot of little number 13. If Mr. Bush, Big Bush, was called hell, who is Little Bush?
Purgatory?
Little Bush is that man they've been looking for. He's not a nice guy. Believe me. But I'm really, really thankful.
Is Bush the star of The Omen? Did you see The Omen?
Beg your pardon?
Is Bush the star? Is he like the grown-up, like The Omen, like that little kid?
Oh, man, that man is nothing nice. Yes, he coincides with all that. He's nothing nice. I've seen him before he even took his seat. And he know who he is. But for every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. You cannot go through the world making enemies, bombing people, and think nothing happens at home. Maybe some of those little nations are not big enough to stand up and try to defend themselves against America. But
now I've got to ask you a question because you've got, you know, you're making some points here, and I'm just wondering, how is it that, you know, you've been able to notice what's going on, but everybody else seems to be turning a blind eye? Like, just, I'm wondering what it was that stood out to you, how you were able to see the truth of things.
Sir, you know, it's very interesting. There is a God, and all praise is due to God. I think they speak of him in many languages, many forms, call him many things. But he lets those see who he permit to see. But hunting out of season was a penalty, true enough. But it's time that we reveal this light and make these things known.
Well, we'll do our best to make the truth known here on Free Talk Live, but we have got to go to a break. Thanks, Fard, for the
Thank
call.
Thank you very much.
And keep up the good work.
Amen, brother.
You too, buddy. You too.
Okay.
Jesus isn't real.
He's make-believe.
You can give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's the show about your calls, and you can find out all about Free Talk Live by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And get on our mailing list. You can find all sorts of information about Free Talk Live and get all the updates and stay current with the show. We let everyone know. We let people know when there is news and events happening. Also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Pork Fest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So, we do have calls on the line, so let's go straight to our calls. We have on TSA George from Washington. George, how are you?
Sup, guys? Hey, what happened earlier tonight? Were you guys locked out of something?
We had a little bit of a problem up at the Syndicate in Minnesota, but all that was resolved, and we're on the air now.
That's cool. And anyway, yeah, I caught about one hell of a bad week. First off, I tripped, fall, bust my foot, my knee. I'll probably be limping for months, but the worst thing is, I turned him up. You guys know I was trying to run for Congress, right?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I called it earlier for that, for the House of Representatives, like a month ago, and then
federal or state?
Huh?
Federal or state?
Federal.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like I go on, like I get 50 of my friends to sign my petition to get on the ballot, because I thought like all it took was 25 signatures. Like I went on their website, I looked all over, and I was like, oh, just one sheet. So I print out two, you know, just to get 50 of a good measure in case some of them aren't eligible.
Right.
So I send all that stuff in, and then I get a call the other day saying, George, yeah, we need another 952 signatures by Monday.
Wow.
I was like, you bastards! Doesn't say anything like that on your website! Where does it say it?
There are ways you can get online petitions. I wonder if you had done that online, if you wouldn't be able to collect your signatures more.
So it takes 1,000 signatures?
Yeah. It has to be people straight from the 11th District of Virginia. You know, it can't just be from anywhere.
Yeah, but you could put flyers around town and just make it so that people can go to that website and fill out the petition.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said, I thought it was only 25.
Yeah,
I got 50.
Definitely difficult.
And by Monday, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Now
that ain't happening. That ain't going now.
Now, the 48 signatures that were valid that you were able to send in, how long did it take you to get those?
Well, a couple months. Like 2 months, really.
Took you 2 months to get 48 signatures?
Well, quite frankly, it's like I don't really have 50 friends. Most of them are just just strangers. I mean, I'm just sweet talking and doing it.
What you got to do? You go to door to door, and you know what they say? They say it takes three times of doing that. You know, actually, it actually takes three times of actually really getting all the signatures, running and losing, to actually finally get enough name recognition so that people will actually vote for you and you'll win.
Yeah, tell me about it. But yeah, the most times I managed to get into one in one night was bringing my petitions to parties.
Here's what you do, George. Next time, if you decide you want to run, next time elections are coming around, you bring the petitions to work with you and offer people a
I did that.
Offer people a lighter screening if they sign your petition.
that's interesting right there. But I get in trouble if I try to get passengers to do it. I mean, I got some of my coworkers to do it. It was funny as hell. They were like, "Oh, I could just imagine right now George running for Congress. What that's gonna be like?" And I'm like, "Dude, I'm just gonna hire some hot GMU chick interns, play that Office Space song, 'Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster.'" They did this to Amsterdam.
I would like to do nothing all day.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
All right, well, good luck next time, George.
Do you have any other thoughts for us?
That's it. I was just, like I said, drowning my sorrows, and I'm a Jaeger and
good luck. Hopefully you get better from your injuries quickly.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, George.
No problem.
We also have another call on the lines. Let's go to Todd from Florida.
Todd's also running for Congress.
Yeah, that's right, Phyllis. No, I'm running for the Senate against Catherine Harris for Biden campaign. Just my first name only.
What's
is
that?
There a full moon tonight? I'm just wondering. I can't see one from where I'm
at. No, actually, there's the Antichrist is in the White House. It has nothing to do with the full moon. That's just finally the truth is coming out.
Yeah, I tell you.
It was prophesized.
The atmosphere that is in our politics these days is really disheartening. It is a pity that it has descended to the level where large numbers of people are making very irresponsible statements on both sides, whether it be talking about traitors from the right or warmongers and chicken hawks from the left. It's just a shame. So
I think it's actually, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm going to have to disagree. I think it's about time. We need a three-party system in this country, or we need more parties. We just need multiple parties. It's about time.
I think what you need is a good party. I think the Libertarian Party is good because of the combination of because of the freedom principle. Because there's a good thing about the left in that they want civil liberties. And there's a good thing about the right in that they want economic liberty. But they, on the reverse side of each one, they're for, you know, authoritarian, state-driven solutions to things. And I think the Libertarian Party is, or libertarians in general, libertarianism in general, small l, is going to continue to be a marginal third force that really doesn't amount to much. So
I don't necessarily agree with that, but we are also supporting the Republican Liberty Caucus here on Free Talk Live,
right,
at
well,
rlc.org.
I mean, I'm the Republicans, though, are, and there's something about party politics, and I don't know if the Libertarian Party can overcome it, where you have to have a party line where you're, if you think that our actions in the Middle East, you know, I believe have libertarian beliefs, but I think some of our actions in the Middle East are justified, and I think some of the stuff that's said against Bush and against our soldiers over there is irresponsible at best.
Well, I don't talk.
But, you know, the Libertarian Party line is going to say, oh, you can't be a libertarian if you think that we're, you know, in this world that we live in.
Well, no, I will tell you that this. I will tell you this, that our position is not the position, the official position that the party takes. But we don't agree with the party on a lot of things, you know.
Right.
And I know that the Libertarian Party has a very, you know, a vastly different approach to.
Yeah. Well, I almost think that party leadership has to have a kind of federal view of the lay people that are make up their party, a kind of federalist view, and try and make things broad. And I think one of the things that would do the Libertarian Party good is to get a prominent candidate, who is a proven and committed Christian and understands that Christian principles and principles of liberty are not opposed to each other, especially where government is concerned. And I think there are a lot of people who are like me who believe in God and in Christ's godness, you know, whatever. But we believe in that. And believe in liberty. You know, we believe in freedom and believe there's a difference between the state. You know, the state doesn't have to enforce God's law. God can enforce God's law. I mean, if you believe God's powerful, then he can enforce his law, right?
Right. I absolutely agree with you on that.
If what you're doing is wrong by God or a sin, God will get you for that.
I'd like to talk to you more about this, but we've got to run to a break. We'll hold you over, so you can. We'll talk to you when we get back. Give us a call if you want to get on the lines here, 1-800-259-9231. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. We will be taking your calls and talking about whatever you'd like, where you can also talk about whatever you like on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. There are over 1,000 people and over 100,000 posts there, and it's quite heated discussion. You can get involved and get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can get interactive with us on our bulletin board system.
That's right. Or a forum, whatever you like to call it. But before we went to break, we were talking about libertarians. We were talking about whether or not, I guess, we're pulling people away from other parties, or what we need to do in order to kind of improve, I guess, the image of the party. And we were talking to Todd in Florida, who thinks we need to have a strong Christian libertarian leader. So let's go back to Todd in Florida.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Hey, so I take it you disagree with me on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I disagree.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going to have to disagree with you on that one as well.
Okay, well,
I think
do you understand what I mean when I say a strong Christian? I don't mean a strong Christian platform. I mean somebody who can't be attacked for hypocrisy on a grand level like many other prominent so-called Christians.
Here's the problem that I think with Christians. I think Christians take their, and this is my problem, and I will just openly admit right now that I am what's called a strong agnostic,
right?
Which means that I believe that no one can know whether or not there's a God or not, and that means you too. That you can't know, I can't know, no one can know. Which means that any books that we have on this planet that people claim are the Word of God, that's a lie.
If you can't know, then you can't know whether it's true or false. And it seems like you're taking it from the point of view that we can't know, therefore it's false.
No. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we have no direct information. I'm not saying that it's false. I'm saying that no one can know, therefore anyone who says that they do is lying.
Okay, well, let me just say that Christianity says you can know not based on the authority of the Bible, but just based on faith. That you can believe, if you believe in him and seek him, Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock, and it will be given to you.
Absolutely. I believe that you can trust in a higher power. Wait. I believe that you can absolutely trust in a higher power, and that you can have faith that there is something greater than yourself. However, when you start believing, and this is where my problem comes in, when you start believing in rules and regulations of a certain religion and how a certain morality is supposed to happen based upon a book of someone else who just happens to say that, yes, I believe in this, and you start believing in, for example, I don't believe in Jesus at all, especially when you're talking about someone who is supposedly...
Or you don't believe he was God.
I don't know that the man himself existed. According to a lot of studies that we've seen recently, they're saying that Jesus himself as a character never existed.
Well, he was mentioned in some ancient writings of Roman historians.
That's a whole separate argument. I mean, whether or not he existed or not, even if there was a person named Jesus who did exist, I'm not ever going to believe that there was a magical man who walked the earth with special powers, healing people and replicating fish and bread.
Other than me.
Well, I mean, you know what, you're entitled to that view. I mean, I don't hold it against you that you have that view. And I think you make a point about, when you talk about Christians in general, especially the sectarian type, you know, the type where they'll punish the heretic who's not of the reform of 1812. But
my general feeling on this is that the state government is slavery of the body, and religion is slavery of the mind.
Well, I don't agree with you on that, but I do agree that the state is not where that sort of thing should be enforced.
Absolutely.
And that is the one place where we will absolutely agree. You have a very large number of people in this country and in the world even who believe in God and believe in the divinity of Christ.
Absolutely.
And what you are seeing with the religious right is a pushback from the secular left, which during the 60s and 70s basically sued to get God out of public schools and sued, you know, has had a kind of a legal strategy against some long-held displays of faith that were just common to most everybody.
Here's the problem with that. Hold on real quick.
So now you're seeing a political pushback.
Mic down. He's just going to keep talking. All right. You need to hold on here real quick. This is a radio show. We need to have kind of a back-and-forth discussion here. One of the things that's the problem with that is that when we're talking about public displays of religion, you're talking about public displays of religion in public institutions. Now, when people refer to public, they're not talking about in their, you know, private property stores. They're talking about buildings and other institutions that have been paid for by tax dollars. You can bring them back up. The problem here is that I don't want my tax dollars going to pay for schools that are teaching the Christian religion. And I don't think anybody else is. And the other problem is that we are a melting pot in this country. We have other people of other religions. It's not fair just because a majority of people in this country are Christian to force everyone else to pay for Christian teaching. Or tacitly endorsing that on any sort of state buildings and state property. That needs to go away. It needs to be off the money. It needs to be out of the government buildings. And that has nothing to do with saying we don't endorse Christianity or that we're against Christianity. It's just simply having a government that is devoid of religion and doesn't endorse any particular religion.
Well, I agree with you as far as we shouldn't, you know, it's not fair. But again, keep in mind that, you know, 85% of those tax dollars were paid by people who believe that way.
Right, but 85% of that doesn't give the right of 85% of the people to subjugate 15%.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, that's why I favor vouchers for public education, even though in principle, and that's just a compromise, in principle, everybody should pay for their own kids' education. Now,
I agree with that.
But it doesn't work that way, and you don't have a majority of people who believe that way. And so the Libertarian Party is not going to win any votes or gain any traction if they don't understand that, like, for instance, with vouchers, I'm getting off track. I think one of the primary problems and one of the primary obstacles is a seeming hostility to people of faith and an unwillingness to acknowledge, you know what, you may be right about that.
I don't agree with you that there's
living according to your beliefs, but you shouldn't. We want to organize a state or a government that allows people to live by their own conscience and then live by the consequences of them. And like I said, if God is big enough, if it's his laws and it's a sin, God's well able to take care of people who break his laws, isn't he?
Absolutely, but I don't think that what you're saying, that there's a seeming hostility towards people of faith, I don't think that really exists. I think maybe that exists in maybe extreme liberal Democrats, but I think in the Libertarian Party, people here are generally fairly open to people of religion. I know that, you know, we talk about it. We've got plenty of Christian listeners, even though everyone here on the show is atheist or agnostic, and we're very open to that. But now, hold on, because Torgo has something he wants to
say. Right. Now, what I want to suggest to the both of you is something that might make a lot of sense. Is, first of all, we both, or all three of us, know that there are absolutely Christian libertarians.
Absolutely.
See, we've got one on the phone. And we all know that what would really do well, whether or not someone had a Christian foundation, their belief or not, is a principled libertarian leader who followed the tenets of personal liberty and personal freedom.
Right.
So a Christian libertarian leader who was publicly acknowledging the fact that he is Christian, but who led in a very principled libertarian fashion, would win the Christian vote in the fact that, well, there's a good Christian guy. And would win the pro-liberty vote in a, well, there's a very principled libertarian. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Well,
that's exactly what I was saying about the libertarians, is have someone who say, you know what, I agree with you, abortion is wrong. But you know what, God is well able to judge that woman and the man, by the way.
All right, well, we've got to go. We've got to run to a break. Thanks for the call, Todd. I think, basically, with this, that it needs to be like what Thomas Jefferson said, a religion is between a man and his God.
Yeah, and I want to address a little bit when we come back.
This is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and we're taking your calls 1-800-259-9231. Go to freetalklive.com and check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest. We have women there of all shapes, sizes, ages, and ethnicities. And you can be a part of the fun by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. We don't have enough ladies here. We need more ladies to come and show us that they support talk radio. It is primarily a male-driven genre and a male-driven industry, and you coming to help support us by sending us a validated picture, and that's a picture where you take a photo of yourself and have a sign or something referencing Free Talk Live in some way, and let us know that you listen to the show, and that will help us out at the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
You could maybe write Torgo on yourself somewhere. That would work.
You could write, Johnson is awesome.
Or Torgo is Jesus.
And we were talking before...
Yeah, speaking of Jesus.
Yeah, speaking of Jesus... We were talking about him before we went to the break.
We weren't.
Torgo, do you have anything you'd like to tell us?
Well, one of the things that we were talking about with Todd in Florida, he was making the call for a strong Christian libertarian leader, and Johnson was kind of taking the opposite side, that we need a strong libertarian leader, but not a strong Christian libertarian leader. Now,
I'd personally like to see a strong atheist leader, but that's never going to happen anywhere. I'm not under any delusions about that. But, for example, Thomas Jefferson, a known deist, and they believed God is dead. So,
right, yeah. Nietzsche.
Jefferson completely rewrote his own version of the Bible. And, you know, that's some commitment to some interesting religion there.
You know, that just reminds me, I'd like to see somebody rewrite the Bible in Ebonics. I don't know why, but that just came into my head. That would be fantastic. To rewrite a modern version of the Bible in Ebonics and make Tupac Jesus.
I have nowhere to go
with that either. It just popped into my brain, but
right.
The point that I had tried to make before we went to break was that, and I agreed with Todd.
I was going to do that at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We had, like, on the wiki, we had the Free Talk Live version of the Bible. Everybody's just contributing their own points to it. But if they did that, it'd be in Ebonics, and then Torgo is Jesus if they do that. So, the point that I had made prior to us going to break was that I had agreed with Todd that a Christian libertarian leader would be a good thing, not someone who led saying, I am Christian and we will be principled in a Christian fashion, but who made it known that he is a Christian, didn't, you know, in any way bring that into his platform, not saying, oh, well, let God sort that out. Not even bring the word God into his platform, but
no,
but,
I think it's a completely unprincipled way of getting yourself elected and getting the party elected. It's unprincipled to claim that you're a Christian, especially if you're not. I mean, even if
I'm not saying, well, if you're not, then absolutely it's unprincipled. If you're going, I'm Christian, and you go home and you sacrifice a cat.
Like our most recent Republican candidate for president.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we don't need a born-again Christian libertarian leader, because that's a lie. There's no such thing.
I don't think that anyone there, you know, I can't see myself necessarily saying, oh, that's great that someone's claiming to be openly Christian because they're openly proclaiming to follow a certain morality that is outside themselves, that is outside, you know, they're following a book that is, I'm sorry, evil. I'm sorry, there are a lot of the tenets of the Bible, unless, you know, even if you're talking about the New Testament, there are things that are laid out there that are just wrong. That are just wrong, and I can't support them, and I can't support the Bible because of the book itself.
So would you then not vote for that candidate if he were a Christian?
If he were openly spewing that he was Christian, I don't know. I'd really question it, unless he were very, very clear about all his positions and exactly what he was going to do as a libertarian, and that he was not going to get involved in other people's lives.
Okay, well,
I mean, you can have views and have views on abortion and have views on all sorts of things as long as you aren't going to enact laws and you aren't going to take, force for political or social gain, then I've got no problem with that. But I don't think that a political candidate should be advertising their religion at all. State and government.
Unfortunately, in this country, it's almost necessary.
I don't agree. I absolutely don't agree.
Do you think if George Bush hadn't been a born-again Christian, he would have had as much of a support as he did?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. You don't sacrifice principles.
I don't think that if you are Christian and letting people know that you're Christian is sacrificing your principles.
I think it is, and that's why, again, I agree with Thomas Jefferson's statement on that. A religion is between a man and his God. It's not anyone.
Absolutely. That's why you don't bring it into how you lead.
No. He's basically said, look, I'm not telling you what my religion is. When he made that statement, he was saying, I'm not going to state what my religion is because it's not anyone's business.
Well, first of all, there's not going to be any way for you to, let's say you're a church-going Christian, and you don't bring that into your campaign. You don't mention the fact that you're a Christian, that's fine, but you still go to church every Sunday because you're a church-going Christian. But you keep it completely separate from what you're doing as far as...
And I think that's what somebody should do.
Okay, that's fine, let me finish. Now, if you're running for a public office, the fact that you go to church every Sunday is going to come out. The fact that you're a Christian is going to come out because people will follow you every time you leave your house. So people will know you're going to church,
oh,
and
absolutely.
It will come out.
Oh, absolutely. I still think the public position on it should be that, look, religion is not anyone's business. It's not part of, you know, it's not part
right.
of running for
government. But we're not going to be able to change the public position, so we might as well go ahead and deal with it being a part of life.
I'm not talking about a public position. I'm talking about the position that that candidate can take. But we have to go to a break. You can give us a call and get involved with this. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a few moments left. We don't have any time for any more calls. But you can get in touch with us by going to our BBS. And you can go to our website, freetalklive.com, and if you want to support the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're only asking for $3 a month. That helps us advertise, market, and promote the show. It'll help us get on more affiliates in your area. It helps us get out the word and spread the message of liberty and freedom around the country. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All we're asking for is $3 a month. We're talking about Christians, Christian libertarians, and we're going to sneak in a call. We've just got moments to go here. Let's go to Ellen in Oklahoma City. Hey, Ellen.
Hi, thank you much. Enjoyed the dickens out of it. And you're doing exactly what needs to be done. Most of these people don't even know what the definition of a Christian is. They're talking so much about it. And it's very, very likely that there's a libertarian Christian out there in the sense of Christian morals.
Hold on, I have
to
check.
Be a good libertarian without Christian morals.
Ellen, have you called the show before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I just didn't know. I was just wondering whether or not this was Cruella de Vil.
Well, hi.
I've been waiting to hear from you again.
Give plugs, too. You know, people need to read Thomas Paine's Age of Reason.
Absolutely.
I mean, if they will read that and if they argue with it, they will understand why it cannot. We must have tolerance in our government, and this religious craziness has got to be stood up to by reasonable men.
We need to separate. We need to strengthen the separation between religion and government.
The point is that your religion is your religion, and it's nobody else's business.
Absolutely.
And you should not be forced to be a hypocrite.
Absolutely.
You do not have to go to church to be a fine Christian.
Do you have any other thoughts for us?
Well, I just said, just get them to read Thomas Paine. Start sponsoring. If they will read that, just begin reading that, and then discuss it from there on. The sanctity of your religious thoughts, and whether or not the Bibles that you choose to believe are fables, or are they the truth as you know it, and advocate replacing revelations with Euclid.
Absolutely, I think it's an interesting
idea.
I think people do need to absolutely.
Right now, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for the call, Ellen. All right, so we got sent an email. I think we've got just moments left to go in the show here.
I want to leave everyone with a message. Yo, Big Daddy upstairs, you be chillin'. So be yo hood. You be saying it, I be doing it. In this here hood, and yo's. Give me some eats, and cut me some slack, blood. So I be doing it to them that diss me. Don't be pushing me into no jive, and keep them Crips away. 'Cause you always be the man, straight up. The Lord's Prayer in Ebonics, a wonderful thing.
Word.
Joy is one of my favorite Shrine members now.
Represent, son.
Joy is my hero. So, I said I wanted the Bible rewritten in Ebonics. I'm posting that in the wiki, and that is a launching point. Hopefully, we can get the new Free Talk Live Torgo is Jesus Ebonics Bible. On wiki, W-I-K-I.
You're just saying that because you're 2% black.
I am also 1% Native American, sir. Thank
that
you very
true.
Much.
That is true. How?
How true?
And that's how we're going to be going out of the show.
Certainly
this
is.
This has been Free Talk Live. This has been Johnson with
and
you.
And Torgo.
And we will be back on Monday. Ian and Mark will be back in the studio if they aren't dead. And you can listen then. And give them a call. Until then, check out our BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. This has been.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?